From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome, News OK listeners, once again to the tastiest, most delicious, most succulent, wonderful podcast on the World Wide Web, the Top Chef podcast. I'm Dave Cathy.
I'm Ryan Dean.
And I'm Carrie Coppernall.
And we're here to celebrate all things Top Chef Season 5.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so, yeah, big, big show last night. I don't know if there's a lot of surprises, but
The bottom three was surprising.
The bottom three was very surprising.
Well, surprising was the worst two chefs on the show ended up winning.
Can I please say that regardless of what happened with season 5, I was so happy to see Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
He's my favorite. I was like, crazy guy, back again.
He's back.
Maybe we'll not know this. Carrie's husband likes both Fabio and Spike. The two of them went head to head, and I don't know how that went down at the Jacobs household. I don't know where the rooting loyalties were.
I think he fell asleep. I think that's what happened. No, but I hate Spike, but I love Andrew, so I was so excited. And Miguel is just hilarious.
I love Miguel. I love Miguel. He is a character all by himself. He needs his own show.
You know, when I think it was funny because when they were talking about the All-Stars, I really was like, these are really just the available.
These are people who got kicked off in the middle of the season.
These are not All-Stars.
Or early in the season
in
some cases.
They really were. It was, what we're talking about last night during the final challenge. There was head-to-head competition between this year's contestants and a quote all-star
quote available
available star cast.
I don't know who. I mean, I think Miguel might have been the guy who lasted longest in that group, and he wasn't deep.
Well, Spike went pretty long, which was bizarre.
But That's right. You're right. Yeah.
But it's funny though, because if you were to make a list of like which of the Top Chef former contestants are most likely to be unemployed and available. Top Chef All-Stars. There you go.
Pretty much.
So, but anyway, let's go back to the Quickfire Challenge.
And I got to say, I love the fact that the Quickfires now mean nothing. Once they get rid of the immunity challenges, they always say it's going to be a significant advantage. It's never it's never really even an advantage, let alone
significant. That's right. Once again, the significant advantage worked backward.
Yeah, Stefan wins the Quickfire again. He now has, by my count, 3 Quickfire Challenge wins and 3 elimination challenges.
Yes, and the challenge was they basically had to make something with oatmeal. Each had a different main
because Quaker Oats sponsored.
Yes,
the
Quaker Oats sponsored.
Advertising dollars must be down.
Yes. And any of you out there with advertising dollars to spare that are looking for a place to lend them, right here at the
Quaker
Top Chef
Oats,
podcast.
You can sponsor us.
I just, you know, if I could sponsor it, they could just make me my favorite foods.
That's right. I will eat Quaker Oats pretty much every day if they're going to pay me. So, anyway, they made some interesting dishes. Some did, some didn't. The typical deal.
And they had different. Everybody had a different theme, like food group,
dairy.
And Stefan's case, he had dairy, and so he made desserts that were.
It seemed like an easy one, and he pulled it off. I mean, he did a great job on that one, and basically his big advantage was that he got to choose his competition in the head-to-head challenge.
Oh, only because he thought she was hot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and he obviously has been watching the show because, what was her name?
Andrea.
Yes, she was season
like
1.
Girl. Second week.
Not
she
good.
Was not like a classically trained chef in any stretch. She was she cooked basically granola for the rich.
Right.
Made salads and fruits and roughage and things like that. So he's thinking, no problem. I'll take on the chick who was kicked off, the second person ever kicked off Top Chef.
And then when she's crying and emotional, I'll ask her on a date.
Exactly. I do with all my women.
He also got to choose his region. They had different teams, like Dallas Cowboys, Seattle Seahawks, Miami Dolphins. And for whatever you picked, they had a grab bag of stuff from that region that you had to cook with. And he picked the Dallas Cowboys and picked Andrea.
Yes. And we didn't mention in the challenge, it was a Super Bowl theme.
Right.
And they had different NFL cities to choose from. He picked Dallas and probably made salad because they eat so much of it.
But there was meat on it, but still it was salad.
Come on. It's Dallas.
I know.
It's like Oklahoma. Come on. An
72-ounce steak and done.
Yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be about the city,
but
not that they don't have salad.
But I have an observation with the cities, and Fabio had Green Bay, which is tough. But though the two of the three in the bottom were not from America.
That's right.
Yes.
So that would be. I think it'd be difficult to do the nuance of what is.
And yet the other one in the bottom, Jeff, had no excuse because he lived in Miami.
I know that's preposterous.
He works in Miami. How can you not cook for the city that you are
from? How can you not have either plantains or black beans somehow involved?
How can you spend 6 hours a day on your hair? These are the questions I have for Jeff.
They went head to head. They only had 20 minutes to cook, which I thought was an interesting wrinkle because they didn't have a lot of time. They had some prep time, but then they went out to a demonstration kitchen and they cooked at the same time. And then the judges immediately tasted their food in front of an audience. And there were also an audience picks, and they got touchdowns and field goals awarded based on who liked their
convoluted
stuff.
Convoluted football game.
Some scoring system. I didn't quite understand. When the judges tied, the audience decided the whole place. It was very weird, but I didn't quite get their scoring system. But if you lost head-to-head, you were in the bottom. And if you won head-to-head, automatic. You were in the top. So, you know, conceivably, Stefan may have made one of the better dishes of the night, but because he didn't beat the person he was matched up with, he was automatically in the bottom.
Exactly.
Which is an odd. I don't like it when they don't cook against each other.
Yeah.
Like, to me, they're cooking against
Andrea.
Each other.
He should have beaten.
And nevertheless, they really didn't much care for his dish anyway.
The judges split on it. The judges split. No, it was 2-2 because the audience decided those points.
I think it's good for Stefan to be in the bottom.
Yeah, probably.
He needed some slapping around.
He did. I will say, I think we've seen Stefan's Achilles heel exposed.
What is it?
Stefan has a weakness for the ladies.
Yeah.
I thoroughly believe that if it's him and Jamie, there could be trouble. We all know that he has a hot spot for Jamie.
Yeah.
I think if she were to, like, flash him in the final episode, it would totally throw him off his game.
This is an excellent tactic.
Just win.
If she were to flash him and then say something rude to him.
Yes.
Stefan, I hate you. And then he'd be like, oh my God, I love you.
I love you so much.
He was like, he was ready to just take Andrea out.
Yeah. Call me later. That's right.
He actually said, call me.
That was great. And he did the hand motion.
Call me.
That gets you the
ladies. It was crazy.
Why is Stefan single? I don't know.
I can't.
He makes good babies.
That's right. Come on, ladies. Step up already.
Gross.
The other ones in the bottom, we have Fabio, who again, overcooks the venison, always makes a mistake.
And his excuse, I thought, was hilarious.
Lame.
I left it on the hot cabbage.
The hot cabbage.
I'm pretty sure the cabbage overcooked your venison. People don't cook meat on cabbage. That's preposterous.
That's right. Yes, this derelict cabbage has ruined my steak.
How hot would that cabbage have to be? It had to be like 400 degrees.
It would have to be aflame.
But I have to say, I'm glad that Fabio got another chance because he's starting to grow on me. Early on, I thought he was really arrogant and didn't like him at all. But in the last couple weeks, he's dropped that a little bit. He's just been funnier. Like, he and Spike were hilarious. Like, at one point, Spike was talking, and he said, if your food is as big as your mouth, you have a good chance.
Any enemy of Spike's is a friend of mine.
Me.
He's in a good mood lately, and he's laughing. Yeah. I like that.
My wife has the hots for him, and so I'm ready for him to go. So there's that. Meanwhile, Jeff, once again, when they came out, I know, and everyone, of course,
the three of them come out, and you're like, clearly, duh, like, Jeff, you have no chance. There's nothing you can do. Yeah. There's not a flare gun. There's not. You can't dig your way out of this hole. It's smart button or whatever it is. Yeah, easy. No.
What was the name of the woman? Robin. Is that what her name was? The woman he went up against.
I don't remember her. She was from one of the earlier seasons, I think season two or three,
and she left really early.
Yeah,
well, they both have lived in Miami, and they were the Miami Dolphins, and they both did a ceviche, which, in his defense, ceviche is not cold, but.
Here's another thing, though. Ceviche is never, ever made in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's made over hours and, like, overnight.
Yeah.
It's a raw, it's cooked in the acid of citrus.
Right. So what is ceviche?
It's just fish that you put in lemon juice or lime or some sort of citrus, and you let it sit. And you let it sit, and it's just a cold fish dish, and you can eat it however on a salad, on a tortilla, whatever. But it's something that you let sit for hours.
This is a terrible choice.
It's a ridiculous
idea.
And yet,
both of them chose it.
And she, Josie, I believe her name
is. Josie, you're right.
Yeah, Josie. And she was an idiot before. She yeah. was the kind of person that made bad decisions and got kicked off very early because of it.
Right.
So, yeah, but
once
let
again,
her make
not
ceviche.
Only did Jeff make a ceviche, with it, she made a cold ceviche, she made a warm ceviche, which is not.
Yeah, he made a cooked
his,
ceviche.
His complaint was that it shouldn't be warm. Well, Tom pointed out, well, you didn't do ceviche either. So
yeah, exactly.
But once again, his fatal flaw. Again, I must have. I guess I did too much. Yeah. He tried to do too many things. He did the sorbet. And he did all these other things.
He always, I don't think that he's learned. I don't think he learned one thing. I think he's going to go home and be the exact same chef that he was when he got there.
He made a comment when he was leaving after he got eliminated that said, "I'm hoping yes. everybody brings me a guy who didn't change his ways." And I'm like, "That's the problem, Jeff.
That's why
you're
going home.
You never changed your ways."
Jeff is the George Bush of cooking.
That's right. The good news is he stated that this will stick with him for at least a decade.
Yeah, so. I'm glad to know that he's going to wake up every morning. Yeah.
Roll around in that regret.
Congratulations.
Jeff. I think we always had hopes for Jeff because it seemed like he had some talent.
I had no hopes
that if
for
he
Jeff.
Could have just, he could have just stopped it with like making 10 dishes instead of one. But he never could learn the lesson. So I honestly, with the three of them up there, I found myself rooting against Jeff.
Yeah.
So
even
I
though Fabio,
sad to see him
I guess Fabio turned into. Come on. The cabbage killed my baby. I mean, I sliced it into really good. Come on, chef. How about shut up and own up?
I'm Italian.
Yeah. Oh, he's funny. I'm giving him a pass.
Yeah, but I didn't like his response.
Meanwhile, we have the two terrible chefs, Carla and Leah, who managed to hang around. Not only hang around another week, but Jar Jar Binks. It's like, okay, Carla is Jar Jar Binks. We've all discussed this before. But she won this weekend. It's almost as if... Like George Lucas, instead of just bringing Jar Jar back in the second episode of Star Wars, gave Jar Jar a lightsaber and made him a Jedi. That's how I feel right now. Like, I don't like Jar Jar. I certainly don't want to see Jar Jar become a Jedi.
I have to say, there's nothing greater than when she has the look of surprise.
Yeah, there's no doubt when she's surprised.
I know. It's.
I want to throw her a surprise party next week. She'd be the greatest person to ever throw a surprise party for. Ever. It's fantastic. But she won.
She basically made a gumbo with crawfish in it, which didn't seem like it was that. I mean, her New Orleans was her town.
Hey, but no, that's it.
But
see,
I think
she
stayed simple.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. New Orleans gumbo. Yes.
Done. Not
salad. Dallas salad.
Crayfish.
The famous Dallas salad.
Exactly. That's what. I didn't touch on this before when. Fabio lost. The one thing that irked me was that his opponent didn't use cheese.
Yeah.
It's Wisconsin, people. Have some. It was Spike, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, have some cheese. Cheese. That's what.
And
goes
And Spike did a salad too, and for Green Bay. Let's
know,
just say Green Bay is not making a lot of salad.
That just told me that what happened was Fabio's dish was really bad.
Yeah.
Because Spike had an uninspired.
You should have just put the cheese on the plate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Same
exactly.
result.
Something. But anyway, yeah. So she picked something that's actually from the place. You know,
she met the challenge.
Yeah, she met the challenge. She did it well, and she pulled off gumbo in 20 minutes. Which again, when she first said gumbo, I was thinking, "Ooh,
yeah,
I know,
it's hard
terrible."
You know, how are you going to do that? And she made it happen somehow. But because there's other you know,
through her mystical powers,
she gave it the love.
But Hosea and Leah, I want them both off. And Leah, I would like to point out, Leah is the only chef left who has not won a challenge.
Yeah,
I don't know. She just looks to me like she doesn't care that much.
Yeah,
well, yeah. She's like, also the only chef left who has no brains.
She got
like
New York, and
I mean none, like holler.
Her dish was basically a New York strip steak. But and that was it. And yes, it's simple, and yes, it represents New York some.
A fried New York strip.
But that's not exactly.
Fried, really.
Like, she just said, oh, I want to keep it simple. I don't think she has anything but simple in her.
Yeah, no, because they were like, well, what, you know, what's the inspiration? She's like,
I like bacon. Was in the quiver. What was the inspiration for this? I really like bacon. Cool.
Never mind that. It doesn't taste good.
All right. Well,
I was sad
fantastic.
Jamie didn't win. I have to say, she's my favorite, and I'm pulling for her. I want her to win.
Yeah, I thought.
Who's that?
Jamie.
Jamie, yeah.
She did.
Great.
She had, what was it?
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco, where she lives.
Yes.
And then she drew a blank, and then she rallied, and, you know.
I think she's awesome.
She did well. I like Jamie a lot. I want her to win. I think if she flashes
Stefan,
she can make it happen.
Yeah, that's the, you know, it's very.
It won't mean anything. She's a lesbian. So,
that's right.
You know.
Yeah. She, you know, she's, no. Yeah, I like it. I like the exploitation aspects of that. Makes
I'm
good
curious.
TV. Good stuff.
I think, Dave, last week you thought Jeff might sneak into that third spot. And I'm curious who you think might get there. The only person I can think of is maybe Hosea.
I think any of them could. I really do. This week proved it to me, except for Leah. She's such a buffoon. I can't imagine that
Every week she's on, I feel like I get dumber.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because Carla, all along, I've had this feeling was way better than she's shown. I think she's panicked like week after week after week. Mm-hmm. And then this week.
But she's shown the love.
Yeah, but this week she showed the love. She started to show it last week in the wrong place. But she showed it and she made it happen. And I'm interested to see how she will respond with a boost of confidence.
Yeah.
It'll be very interesting to see. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's just an anomaly. She's clearly weaker than the rest. What she's shown up until this week was clearly weaker. But every now and then with some flashes that maybe she could do this. But I don't know. You know, Fabio, I just can't believe it's going to be him. I really can't. I think they want to keep him on it.
He's so charming for the female viewers.
I know. I think believer.
That's probably the reason he's still there.
I'm a believer in their TV persona mattering.
Hello, that's the whole reason that Jose, that's the reason that Leah is still on the
exactly,
show.
Exactly, because they had that love connection.
Yeah,
thing
and
happening.
That's the first for the top show.
We've talked about it before when Spike kept on and on and on.
Well, he was the one, the really mean guy the year before.
Yeah.
The guy, the bald New York guy who everybody hated. He was just every week with Howie.
Yeah.
We throw someone on the bus every week.
Yeah, create the conflict. You get to stay.
I think Fabio might have a chance if they have some sort of, like if charming Padma and seducing her is a challenge, then he might be able to stay around
at a minimum,
till the end.
Even if he doesn't win the 100,000, he will get to date Padma.
Yeah. You know what? I did think that I had a moment where I thought it was going to be Fabio.
I did too.
Because he mentioned Mama.
Yeah, what's the mention?
When he mentioned
his mama was sick.
I'm thinking,
but you know what? I thought the toothpaste thing. I thought Fabio was really in trouble. And then when they went in there, I just, as the judges started discussing, I'm like, Jeff is, there's no way Jeff stays.
It's the same mistake over and over. But no, I don't know. It really is a crapshoot. I still believe it's Stefan and Jamie and then everybody else. And then any of those people really outside of Leah, I think, have a shot. Now, there's different odds. I think Hosea is obviously above those two.
But, you know, I look at my little tracking here of the statistics, and Hosea has won twice. Carla has won twice.
Jamie
Fabio has won once.
Yeah.
Now, Jamie has won some quick fire as well. And she's been in the top three a lot. She hasn't won every week, but she's been second a lot.
Right.
But Fabio, he hasn't really been in the top. He's been in the top twice other than his win. Mm-hmm. He's been in the bottom twice.
Yeah, he started strong and then he really has.
He's been in the middle. I mean, I think he said it this episode. He's been in the middle a lot. He he hasn't won anything lately. And he always seems to make that one mistake that ends up, you know, he has good concepts, but he never can quite execute it right.
So the only thing that we know for sure is that it will not be Leah. To summarize.
I just hope she goes away.
It will not be Leah.
Very quickly.
So, yeah. I don't know. What do we got next week?
Next week, Darth Maul comes back and murders Jar Jar.
That's right. It very well could be.
Howie comes back and he eliminates Carla.
It would be just like that.
Darth Maul coming back and
red
green.
Makeup. Or I could see Calicchio in the Darth Maul outfit. You know, look. That'd be really interesting. He's got the menacing eyes, you know. I don't know. So, I don't know, gang. I think some interesting
things
are ahead.
Stefan and Jamie clearly seem to be the two best, even though Stefan had a turn in the bottom three this week. It's his first time in the bottom three. I mean, I'm looking. He's got three quick fire wins, three elimination wins, and three other top, you know, spots. So he's just always up there, and he seems clearly to be the best chef. And Jamie always does well, too, it seems like. But I just don't know who's going to take that third spot. It seems wide open at this point. And you never know once you make that top three.
I know one way to find out. Stay tuned.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. That's it.